Katie, 15 minutes late to the studio today.
You have to
explain?
Yeah, there was a little bit of traffic.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's a little traffic.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see that too on the way in?
No, I didn't notice any.
Yeah.
Where was it at?
It was between like the north and the south.
Is that like on your body?
Yeah.
Also known as the stairs.
Okay, nice.
I was really... Because off the podcast, you told Trey you had to feed Eva, and yeah. So I was like...
You're like, I'm not getting this reference.
Where do you feed her? Which one's the north?
Dude, last night...
Man, I don't know how this works.
Thomas was nothing but a diaper. Our toddler was messing with her. Mm-hmm. And I go, Mommy needs some milk. Feed her with your nipples.
Which was so disturbing.
And he just kept putting her face going, you really need some milk. Like, yeah.
Which I did not do that for, just to clarify.
You didn't, like, accept
it's
it.
So weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I turn around. She's too far.
Hey, stop. He's gerbiling. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're back with Correct Opinions. Episode a bunch, and thank you guys. It's official. When this drops, Jake, we made it back to NFL football season. Proud of us.
Yeah, when this comes out, it starts tomorrow. Man, it's been a long winter. And by winter, I mean February through August. It's
been tough. So we are back. So back. Like, give us 5 stars. And we got a great episode for you guys today. And Katie's going to talk about her favorite football memories.
Yeah, sure.
Katie, best guess. What episode number are we on right now?
371.
Oh,
yeah, that's for sure wrong.
You got the first digit right.
The first digit right. I wasn't sure. You remember the big 300. Remember when we celebrated 300?
Oh, yeah.
Does that feel like a year and a half ago?
Honestly. Yeah. Because honestly, I don't really remember.
Okay. Let's do this. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
I didn't fully put that together. You're 70 weeks off.
Oh. Close. Really close.
Oh, man. Almost had it. Mm-hmm. Too much traffic.
Yep.
Traffic up north.
If it's not out already, we just shot this morning a bit I'm really excited about fantasy football. Had a bunch of gals around. I'm excited. So hopefully if it's not out, it's coming out any second.
And so you did this whole thing. You got 20 girls to join you and do this. Is it going to be a YouTube video or is it still okay.
But it is fascinating not to get all insider football.
Yeah, what's that?
That's a saying.
I know, but it's coming up in my life lately and I don't like it.
But where we're at is we filmed for 2 hours, bunch of ladies, 2 cameras, and I was telling them like the goal here is to get like 2 30-second reels. Kind of, right? Like that's just kind of where we're at. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's like, here, do something really quickly on your phone for 10 seconds, or maybe you have this huge production, and the goal is still to have something that's really good for 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited. We definitely had some great moments. The ladies were great.
Well, it's kind of like that video we did for Basic last night of Trey, like, learning about Taylor and Travis.
Katie filmed that for me.
I filmed it.
I don't know if you caught that. She something clicked. I don't know.
We didn't fight. It was crazy. And it's funny because there was a comment that was like, wow, he scripted, produced, and filmed this in such a short amount of time.
They also said wrote. They probably scripted. Wrote directed. Oh, scripted. Yeah, wrote it, edited, produced,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Directed.
Like he just kind of, he gave it. His phone to his wife and
they were giving me a lot of
acted
credit.
Like a girl.
It was great that I, because I didn't really think at the time she was out at Target because she knows she goes there every day for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every and day. Uh-huh.
No, it was literally the first time she'd been in years.
Yeah.
I was like, you need to go do your thing. I was like, ooh, pop this the day of pumpkin spice, grab some at the Starbucks. And then it occurred to me when we got back, I had this idea of like, I'm going to throw it against the fence. And I go, wow, one try at this. And I just pray it because she, back in the day, she tried me a couple of times. And it's a disaster. I mean, yeah. We're fighting. I'd be like, just like, yeah, hold it here. And then she took that as like, all right, yes, sir. And so I was like, well, follow me a little bit. But you, the video, if you look, you follow me a little bit, you pan slightly to the toss, follow me. It was.
why I'm going to try to piece together why you threw a latte for this video, because I haven't seen it. Is this just like,
oh, fun?
Why would you be throwing a latte?
So the video, it was like, okay, big day. Pumpkin Spice is back and Taylor and Travis.
These are separate videos.
There's one video.
No, it was one video.
It's one quick video she helped me with on iPhone where it's like, these two events happen on one day. What do you think the video is?
Okay. Yeah, it's two combined in one. I think it starts as like, oh my gosh, fall is here. And then it's just like this like envious, like I'll never have an engagement like this. So I'm mad, I guess.
Oh, you guess. I was glad you can. I genuinely thought you were just going to nail it. I was like, wow, I'm a hack. But no, I'm like, pumpkin's here. It couldn't get any better. She just goes, Taylor and Travis are engaged. I'm like,
what?
Spit take. What? Are you telling me the truth? And then I just hurl it against the fence. I pull out Basic Wine. Little plug, little commercial.
Yeah.
But also just like, I'm going to need something harder than the pumpkin.
Nice.
You know, here we go. Let's go down the rabbit hole here. And then I just sprint away, which is always a funny ending to a video. Yeah. Just sprinting.
And like sprinting like harder than you would never normally sprint.
Can you kind of see the kids a little, or did I get them out of it?
You got them out. The first take. It's so cute.
You
just
see Thomas and Eva like kind of on the floor.
Because you can tell
on the ground.
The toddler's old enough where we're kind of like, Daddy's doing a video, be quiet. And he'll kind of like, he thinks it's kind of exciting and he obeys. And I think our baby is genuinely just like, what in the world is happening? I think she's scared.
Yeah,
so she's just sitting there quietly. And it was so cute. You paint over and our two babies are sitting there staring at me as I do it.
Yeah. Like, Eva's first words are creator of the year.
Yeah. That's right. That's what we do.
But
people do give you a lot of credit. They're like, he works so fast. I'm like, this is a 13-second video.
13? Good.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, smart.
Everyone was really mad at you for throwing the latte, though. Everyone was like, I cannot believe you wasted an $8 latte.
People will get on you, not even $8, but I think if you just waste food on camera, that's an easy,
right?
Like, inviting some criticism. Easy way to invite it.
Well, joke's on you, because how about this? You said I wasted $8? Let me do you one better. That video at this point in time has 1.2 million views on Instagram Reels,
which
has made me $0. Okay, but maybe it'll... Wait, why is it not maybe...
Yeah, sounds like it's zero.
Well, sometimes it makes... But why? Is it too short? Because I had another reel with 1.2 million and it made me $50.
Yeah, it sounds like it's
zero. So, do the math. I made $42.
Yeah, somewhere between zero and 50.
Do the math.
I guess that is kind of worth it.
Thanks, Instagram. We're happy football season. I'm heading off to my annual buddies trip. We're going to go see college football in person. We're going to watch NFL football.
Hitting any nightclubs while in Vegas?
We'll see if we have time.
Yeah. Maybe Tiesto, Martin Garrix.
It's crazy how quickly it changes. Just doing the tour life, like the first tour, man, the amount of, we'd stay up late and like, we'd have fun all day. And now everyone's like, better get some work done. And then let's just call it a night early, up at 8 a.m. on a walk.
Yep.
So it will be funny to see what it's like. But, you know, let's get right into it. Let's get to some correct opinions. We all have some correct opinions, obviously, but I have a lot of fan correct opinions. Like, oh, to catch fun up on these. You guys send us in submissions, fan videos, whatever, at our website, traykinder.com/correct opinions. Thank you so much to the Rettys sending these in. So we'll get to theirs after ours. Katie, ladies first. It sounds like you're on fire with correct opinions lately.
Okay.
That's what the people are saying.
Yeah.
So hit us with another.
The ladies like them. My correct opinion is sometimes it's really fun to just lean into a stereotype.
Okay. Oh. I saw. Go ahead. North, south.
So my example is yesterday.
Did you get after a manager at Target yesterday?
I didn't pick the Karen one yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I picked more of like a basic B one yesterday.
Oh, woo, go off.
And I, as Trey mentioned,
you
I went to Target.
You nailed the B when you got home. Okay, that was a joke. Whoa. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I thought it was the B in basic because you shot that video.
Yeah. No, baby. Because you're my little baby.
Uh-huh. I don't really want to be called that either.
yeah, you recover. I meant big.
But yeah, I needed to get out of the house a little bit and I went to Target and I did the full thing. I went to Starbucks and got the drink, put it in the cart.
Yeah.
And I...
Your pumpkin?
No, it was too late in the day for that much caffeine. So I went matcha.
That's pretty basic.
Yep.
And I picked Rachel one up this morning. Felt good.
That's very nice. I hit every section of that store and bought something, I think, from every section of that store. At the end of my trip around the sun, which was Target, I looked at my cart and was like, whoa. It was overflowing.
Yeah.
And I was a new person when I came home.
Really?
That's how she spent the money from the fart reel.
No.
Yeah.
Because it was mostly diapers and stuff like that.
You tell she was invigorated. She came home and she's like, she was like explaining stuff she got. I was like, hey, I don't care at all, right?
Yeah.
You know, but she's like, I found this little pillow. And that's when you know she's in a weird vibe. I guess we have new throw pillows now in the living room.
Okay.
They look so much better.
I remember when Derek first came over, he's like, blue and brown? That's what she went with? So she got green in there now. Thank God.
It wasn't something. People were murmuring. Wasn't.
I got Thomas chopsticks.
I got Thomas chopsticks.
Right. Wow. Yeah, you got missing weapons.
Kid chopsticks.
I bought some of.
What else did you get that you were excited?
Wide variety.
She goes over to me. She goes, because Thomas loves a smoothie. That's basically the only way he's alive right now. So she's like, look, I got frozen diced avocado. That'd be good for the smoothies. And I'm like, I'm on my laptop.
You're fired up about that.
That's being a mom right there. She's like, you want to highlight my day?
I was thinking about that.
Frozen diced avocados.
This was my time away.
Booyah!
But I was still thinking through all the stuff that we needed shopping for diapers and wipes. So it's like, it actually didn't really count. But I just made me realize, I was like, that was actually really fun to just kind of own it and lean into it and
throw a little Taylor Swift on in the car. Yeah,
I did.
Wow.
I felt like it was part of the persona. Oh,
yeah.
I heard the garage door open. So I'm just like, buddy, go stand by the door. Mommy's about to walk in and, scared, just trying to do something. So he walks over, he's standing there. Minute goes by. He's looking at me. I'm like, okay, any second. And he's saying, he starts knocking. He's like, mommy, 5 minutes go by. So I call her. I was like, hey, are you good? Like the doors were open. I'm waiting. She's like, oh, sorry. I was in the car singing and crying. Like, okay. We're having a day. Well, just let me know. No rush, but I'm just trying to do a thing. She's like, okay, I'll come in. But also matcha. Have you tried this?
I don't personally enjoy it whatsoever.
No one really actually likes it, right?
I really like it.
It's so, and it's down to its roots. It's tea and milk. No thanks. No thanks.
If it was green, would they care? No. It's a pretty green color.
Yeah, it's a nice green. It's a nice muted. It's like an Easter green.
It's just green. It's just like a stronger green tea. Do you like green tea?
With milk, though.
Yeah.
With like a bunch of milk.
Yeah.
We ever had those Asian iced...
Like a boba tea?
Milk boba teas.
I don't like that either.
Oh, hey. Okay. You're consistent.
If we're going to go milk, let's go all the way milk. If we're going to go tea, let's go all the way tea. It feels wrong.
Yeah, okay. Respect.
So you're not a boba tea place,
you go, hey, just a glass of your finest milk.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys serve milk or tea here? Both? Whew, okay. One glass of milk, one glass of tea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't mix them.
Don't mix them. Well, that leads me to my correct opinion. My correct opinion is moms need to do better at not loving their family. You said you're going to Target having fun. Let me get them chopsticks. See us men, us dads. Derek, you tell me if you resonate. I'm going out with my buddies. Family. I don't have a family, right?
You take your ring off and everything?
No, I still have a marriage.
Oh, okay.
With the family as a unit. I honor the marriage, but a family as a unit, I go, I'm going to stay up. Oh, I'm going to be tired in the morning? I don't care. and you girls, you're sitting there. Oh, let's check the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Katie's got it. Who's got it? Babysitter. You girl, it's too much. Because y'all get together and you still, all you talk about is the kids. It's a lot. It's heavy.
You got to let go of the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We get together. No cares. No worries. We talk about anything else. It's nice. And we have that superpower. The dads.
Wow. I've never thought of it in a positive note, but I can see it.
See, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get to mine, I want to piggyback.
Excuse me.
Katie's stereotype, because I saw a stereotype come true last night. One that I don't often get to see, but it's the short kings overcompensating. I got to see this
They're oh, still out there in the wild.
I know. There. I think the only time I've really seen it was that old classic video of the bagel boss. That was like one of the only times.
You're not God, my father, or my boy.
Yeah. Playing a little pickleball last night. I haven't even met this guy. Don't know him. We smoke him 11-1, and he goes to his wife. And he's like, man, I mean, the wind was so in their favor.
The wind?
What?
It's like, okay, store that away. That's interesting. And a few other like little things happen where I'm starting to pick up on like, he's an angry elf kind of thing. And then it's starting to boil over. We play him more. We're beating him more. We're like, any second now. And it's going to explode. It really did happen. We beat him again. Last point of the game, hits off his paddle. He's so mad. I haven't seen this in pickleball ever. He slams his paddle on the ground. He curses. He throws it down. And then it bounces up and hits this like 60-year-old man. This like this sweet old man just gets hit by it.
Like and another court over.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone's like, dude, you got it. You can't be doing that. You got to get out of here. And the fact that he's like 5'5", I think just makes it better. He
essentially got like kicked off the court.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I mean, no one else is losing their mind and has ever even thought about doing all this. And I was like, this is kind of fun to see in person. It's too bad he's not playing anymore.
He just went with a single spike down?
Yeah, he didn't like make contact with the ground. Like he let go of it. It was like he threw the paddle into the ground.
Oh.
And then, I mean, it bounced off of it. It was awesome.
Wow. Did he snap out of it and kind of was he embarrassed or did he stick to
the anger? He snapped out of it and tried to be buddy-buddy with the old man he just hit. Yeah, man, it's crazy.
That happens, right?
Yeah.
I think this
old man's like, yeah.
I broke a rib, but thank you.
I think like off podcast, I kind of want to, do you know his name?
I don't. Why do you think you know him?
Sounds like an ex of yours or something. You think you know the 5'5 guy?
No shot.
Who accidentally assaulted a guy?
Well... Yeah, maybe. There's a small chance. He's married.
Well, kind of mouth the name to me like this. That's such a, what how long was his hair?
Really short. Debunked?
Wait.
Is his I don't hair know if it's debunked. We will discuss this later because we wouldn't want to like.
It's there's so, no it's way.
So I think there's a way.
That's so crazy.
It's not that big of a city.
The metro is 1.2 million.
When was this?
That's it. Last night.
That's so funny. And you don't know his name?
No. I think I know what it starts with. I think it's a W.
We could
just... I've never met a guy with a name starts with a W.
That's a made-up letter.
That's a made-up... No one's ever actually seen a word with a W. WWW, no one types that in.
That's not part of it.
That's not part of it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's the funniest part ever. She's yeah. Like, I think I know him.
Yeah, what's his
that's
name?
That's crazy.
Well, we'll find out. We can describe.
I'll describe to you after the podcast like yeah. You're like a court stenographer or something. Okay. You make a drawing of him.
Okay.
By the way, Katie, how have you been feeling lately? Good? You've had a good last few days.
Yeah.
I'm doing much better. I was very stressed the first.
You were pretty stressed.
Very buzzy. Yeah. I've been very stressed before. I did therapy. It really helped.
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes people do therapy all sorts of ways.
Retail.
I do love that kind of
thing. But also good in-person therapy. And finding a therapist is overwhelming. I didn't know where to start years ago. That's our new proud sponsor alert, Growth Therapy.
Hello.
Please support us and listen to our pitch about Growth Therapy because some of you might need it. And this is a great, great tool. Grow makes it easier to find the right therapist for you. They connect you with thousands of independent licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person. If it's not the right match, switching is easy. No subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. They don't trap you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So find therapy on your time, evenings, weekends, whatever. Book directly into provider calendars and cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost.
Now that's nice. Hey, are you anxious about how you bail on people? Bail on your therapist.
Yeah, 24 hours. You're good. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Sessions average about $21 with insurance.
Wow.
Oh,
some pay as little as zero.
Whoa.
Depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/correctopinions. growtherapy.com/correctopinions today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/correctopinions. Katie, what is it? One more time.
growtherapy.com/correctopinions.
Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan. growtherapy.com/correctopinions.
Anyway, my correct opinion is hot tubs, what's the big deal? I'm kind of out. I've kind of always been out on hot tubs.
Oh, I hate too hot. Everyone I've ever is burning. Ow, 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 ow.
That's 100%. That's a good amount of it. Because people say they're relaxing, and they are relaxing for about 44 seconds. And then you're going, man, it's kind of hot in here, right? And what happens when you get hot? You sweat. Now we got six guys sweating in here, kind of looking around. You're like, there's not a ton of water in here.
Touching toes.
10% of it is sweat. Well, you say, hey, the water's, well, I mean, they filtered our water in and out. Yes, they do. And I can't hear anyone in the hot tub. Do you guys want kids? You do? Or no? You don't have. Oh, interesting. Consulting. Or no? It's conflicting.
Hey, I got. What? I actually. Is that enough? I have the power jets. I could put those on.
Oh. Awesome. What's your little girl's name? Oh, she's a jet ski. Cool.
There, some people are big hot tub people.
Yeah.
And that's a great point. I think it just sounds nice to have a hot tub. I have a hot tub. Oh, everybody has a hot tub. Everybody gets in it.
Yeah.
You sit there for 30 minutes.
My least favorite part of the hot tub is actually getting out of it. It's like, I'm so comfortable right now, like this. It's like, hey, do you want to be like taken like away from this homeostasis, like amazing feeling you have, and then just be freezing cold in 15 minutes? And yeah, it's just way too hot. I think a hot tub should be at like 99 degrees.
Thank you.
That would be nice.
They need male and female hot tubs.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Female can be 120 or whatever. It's like, look, there's like small boiling happening.
Yeah, you bring a lobster in there with you.
Yeah. Would you boil a lobster? Would you be able to do it?
Live?
Yeah.
Probably.
She's like, wait, that's some legal animal murder.
Well, I could do that.
I saw a video. A lobster, you boil it alive. It's literally the most painful death in the animal kingdom, is what this lady posted.
Okay, well then I wouldn't do it.
Oh, she's out.
Because the way you're supposed to do it humanely is you just like stab a knife through their head, which is really tough to.
I'm not sure I can do that. Yikes!
Anyway. I heard of someone recently. They were out on eating octopus because they're such intelligent creatures. What are you guys' thoughts on this?
I've heard this before.
People do this
it's like eating a border collie.
People do this with pork too. Yeah. They go, these pigs, they go pig, basically Mozart.
I've heard this about pork.
Yeah, no, seriously, pigs are really intelligent animals.
Is this Jewish reasoning, or is this separate?
Separate.
Okay, got it.
They say, hey, do you know, because I think one pig, like, you know, painted something good, and they're like, man, look at these pigs.
Wait, I saw an elephant paint recently.
Oh, nice. Hey, buddy, I got the brisket. What'd you get? The pork spare ribs? Does Stephen Hawking taste good tonight? Stephen Oinking? Yeah, enjoy. No, I eat animals. I don't agree. We should try to do it humanely. It's a circle of life. But I don't really get the argument of like, well, they're really smart. It's like, well, they're on my plate. So this one wasn't smart enough, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do they know octopus are so smart? Like, what are they doing that is you know what I mean? Like, what are they observing that the octopus are doing that is like, these they're so smart.
This is what's great to have a woman on the podcast where she's like, I'm not buying it.
Let's fact check this.
Oh, so, some man scientist figured this out?
Yeah.
Doubt it.
Just from what I know off the top of my head, I think they've seen an octopus in the wild hip hop dance. I know one finished a couple courses of Duolingo, which is like hard to be consistent with.
Uh-huh.
And then I want to say one like re-roofed a house or something like that. So
yeah.
Yeah, I could see where this is all believable. The
Australian one. But and then pig.
I don't know, Katie. Let me look it up for you. Pig,
he's great at like cognitive mapping. And then dolphins are smart. I guess they're smart enough. I've never eaten a dolphin.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that is a good point.
I actually think you can't catch a dolphin. Impossible.
I saw a lot of dolphins last week. Yes or no? It feels a little weird to see dolphins in Alabama. Doesn't that just feel like dolphins? Go somewhere a little more tropical. Like, yeah, I shouldn't be in Alabama seeing dolphins.
Look at all these racist dolphins out here.
It just feels like dolphins shouldn't be there. And I'm sorry to people who live in Alabama. I think you would agree, though.
It is. Alabama, that's not possible. That's a landlocked state.
Well, that's not accurate.
Yeah, no. On paper, that is.
There's no W's, and Alabama doesn't touch the ocean.
It's crazy when people go, I'm going to a beach off Alabama. It's nice. Alabama Shores, is that what they call it? Gulf Shores?
That seems like, yeah.
Gulf of America Shores?
Yes, that's what the dolphins call it. Yeah, I mean, it's basically the same beach as Destin. It's just in Alabama, so it feels weird.
It's the same, like, white sand and stuff. Right?
Oh, it's white sand.
Mm-hmm.
Octopus, octopi have the largest brains of the invertebrates.
So there you go.
It's purely just size.
That's all. The testing. They said wrap up the testing.
That thing's huge.
This thing must be smart.
Then again, I don't know. I saw a rooster play tic-tac-toe one time in Vegas.
Oh.
And they don't have big brains.
I saw a chihuahua at a halftime of an NBA game. Like crawling a guy's head and back and stuff.
Oh yeah, I've seen him bounce on basketballs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And they gotta have smaller brain than an octopus.
Man, you'd have to pay me a good stipend every month to own a chihuahua. You have to pay me another stipend to remember not to like step on it.
Chihuahuas are tough. We used to live next to him, and one day we saw. I think I've said this before. We saw his poster planted up around the neighborhood, missing. You're just like.
Yeah.
Well,
Katie,
it's also,
do you have something
you'd like to admit? Sure, eaten by an animal. The
I was
thing,
gonna say,
it weighs
6 pounds. It was so small. Like, it was.
You can get caught in a mousetrap. Not careful.
Yeah. Where do chihuahuas, where do they come from?
Mexico.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's a Mexican breed of dog. And it's fascinating because dogs, we've all just bred them in weird ways to create.
I know, isn't that weird? We don't
it's
have
fascinating.
65 breeds of shark.
Says DNA studies suggest that Native American dogs in Chihuahua. Native American dogs entered North America from Siberia 10,000 years ago and were then isolated for more than 9,000 years until the arrival of the first Europeans. These pre-contact dogs exhibited a unique genetic signature that is now almost gone. A study based on sequencing of ancient dog genomes published in 2020 suggests that this pre-colonial ancestry survives in two Mexican breeds to the extent of about 4% in the Chihuahua and 3% in the Zoloitzcoentl.
Can you just wrap this up for us? What are you saying exactly?
This is fascinating. The Chihuahua is maybe the most authentically Native American dog that we have. The real OG dogs that roam North America
really
before the colonials.
I thought they were wolves. I thought that's where dogs came from. But you're saying the Chihuahua.
There's no, they would not survive. There's no way that's correct.
4%. It's different then.
They got breeded smaller and smaller. They used to be the size of a horse.
Well, anyway, there you have it. I believe anything I read. That's something about me. Fans put in some correct opinions too. You want to hear some of the fans? Yes. Ashley writes in. What's up, Ashley? She said, hello, correct opinions crew. Thank you for the pod. I love it. Thank you so much, Ashley. She said, my correct opinion is that in 2025, I should never have to come to a complete stop in front of automatic doors.
Oh, yeah.
She goes,
sick and tired in my elbows on them.
She says, listen, I'm excessively patient with just about everything. If someone's driving recklessly around me, I assume they're rushing to the hospital. If someone messes up a pickup order, I'll wait 15 minutes for them to fix it. But dude, if I have to slow down, let alone come to a complete stop in front of an automatic door, I'm losing my mind.
Did I write this email? Who is this girl?
Brilliant. People are going to space for fun while I'm standing at the unmoving doors. Unacceptable. That's terrific, Ashley.
That's great.
And I've not broken because I think some of those they're like push in case of emergency. You kind of knock them off the hinges. I've bumped one or two because I'm like, I'm not stopping.
They're getting slower. I'm with you, Ashley. That's a great email.
Yeah, the sensor should be further back, clearly.
Like, yeah, and a little more speed on the open. Some of these, I mean, it's embarrassing. You're on a mission.
Yeah.
And you're in the, or like airport. Yeah, you're walking cool. You're at your phone. You know, when you're walking through the airport and you got like Chapel Row on or something, you're like, yeah, this is a great day. And then you stand there looking like a dork.
Dude, speaking of the automatic doors in the airport, You know who needs to chill a little bit is the lady from the automated speaker as you're leaving. Please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop.
No turning back. Stop. It does forget. It makes you think if you don't hurry, there's like a blade that comes down. Yeah,
it's so intense.
It is.
It's 7 feet of hallway you have to get through, but you get bombarded. Don't stop.
You don't need announcements in the airport at all. You ever go to...
It is too much.
You go to certain airports and they have their like local celebs on there.
This is Mayor. Yeah Chicago yeah, likes mayor. That a lot. Atlanta likes that a lot.
You know, Kansas City
was. Kansas City. Quentin Lucas.
Welcome to Kansas City.
The one
that, home of the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Have you heard that one?
I have not.
Yeah.
The one announcement
that Britney pops on there?
No, she doesn't.
Vote red.
That always gets me. Go Chiefs. Is when Go they,
Chiefs. There's a reason the Chiefs are red. Make America great again.
Is when they always announce, like, don't take, if someone else asks you to take their bag on the plane, don't do
it. Yeah, what a scenario that would be.
Who would take someone else's bag on the plane?
That's scary.
A stranger. Though. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there who would be like, oh, you need me to help you? Like, sure. But I mean, the rate at which it is announced is crazy.
Yeah, we should mix up the announcements a little better.
Because what they're saying, if someone like frames you, or
I think just like they're using you to get their bomb on the plane.
Yeah. But I'm also like, but a lot of times they.
You know, you like, dude, he handed me the bomb. You're like, what is she talking about? This girl's crazy, right?
But I'm also
can I
like,
get a Diet Dr. Pepper, please?
This is after security.
Yeah, it's like, so, do we believe TSA? Is working or not? Because if we believe it's working, then who cares about the bag swap?
Yeah, let them
swap.
Really,
let them swap.
Maybe they're more concerned about like drugs or something.
But still, I think
still
they,
TSA.
Yeah, still, they would have seen that. If I take creatine, I mean, they check my butthole.
I don't know.
That was a joke and it only happened once.
It only happened once.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Jake requested, do you check me out just in case? It was a wild weekend and. Another correct opinion here. Thank you, Ashley. That
by the
was
way,
terrific.
You have the green light to send more emails. That was a great email.
It was.
And just a quick follow-up. Dogs do share 99.9% of their DNA with gray wolves.
99.9?
I guess the rest is chihuahuas.
True. Every dog is a little chihuahua. Jess writes in. Hey, Correct Opinion Squad. I've recently been doing a lot of shopping on Facebook Marketplace, and I have tons of correct opinions from this.
Fun.
One I want to share is that when you list your furniture and there's a dog or cat in the photo, I'm 1,000% not buying it. I've seen so many things like a couch with a dog on it in the photo or a kitchen table with a cat on it.
Ew,
I think people think it's cute, but if I'm buying a piece of furniture, I don't want to see your animals all over it.
That's
maybe I'm
point.
Rude. I just figured I'd share.
That kind of makes me want to like never buy anything from Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, or like take a picture of your couch and there's a huge sign over it that says a dog never lived here. Like make it really obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if the cat's on the table, say, don't worry, clean this, cat put down. Just whatever you do to sell it. Not my dog. Like, well, that's worse.
Yeah. I barely know this dog.
Would you buy a used couch?
Yeah, I guess I would.
It's a great deal. It's tough because you have it, you can clean it. It's always there.
I would from someone I knew.
You what?
I would from someone I knew.
Either from someone I knew or someone really old.
That's
yeah.
But as long as it didn't smell like
they were
old.
Yeah.
Because they probably had like a case or cover. What's it called? Yeah, cover.
Plastic cover.
Yeah. Case.
A case.
They had a guitar case over at the way.
They probably keep the case on.
Their back is killing them. Nicole writes in, my correct opinion is that you should not be allowed to wear your AirPods when you're at work. Maybe this makes me sound like a boomer, but if you have your AirPods in, even if you have one in, are you listening to me? I recently had an X-ray tech who had an AirPod in while she was doing my scans. And
okay,
the guy who came to service our AC had both in while he was talking to me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think there's a little bit of mystery going on. If you're in the X-ray world, you throw some AirPods in, maybe you might hear some stuff. You get that radiation going, and all of a sudden the bass starts thumping a little louder.
You know,
that's why they're doing it.
that there's certain, I think there's certain tiers, right? If you make minimum wage, throw those things in, man. They're just trading through the day, have a little entertainment. X-ray tech, you're like, yeah, so what do I do? It's like, yeah, just both ears in. Yeah, just lay back.
You're just trying to hold still.
We're gonna see if there's one tumor or a whole bunch, all right? All good. Pink pony clown.
Do I need to hold still or am I good?
Still.
Am I good here? Okay.
You're holding really still. Yeah. And we're checking the chest, right?
Yeah.
I'm just seeing because there's the big bump up out of your neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we found this out. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm fingers crossed. Zero tumors. I'm just stay so still nervous. For me, okay?
So nervous. And remind me,
does
my insurance cover this?
K-pop Demon Hunters. Have you seen it? K-pop Demon Hunters, the soundtrack's crazy.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, you got it. Hold really still. Yep. Yeah, I'm good. I'm just at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the still. Phone calls.
Hold still.
Is it?
One more second.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. What? Let me take my earphone. What?
Or were you talking to me?
No, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone.
You were telling someone on the phone to hold still?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
If you were,
I do make an effort when I'm in the airport. When I have AirPods in, like the airport, I get them out when I say order the coffee.
Yeah,
even if they're on transparency mode, I'm like, dude, I was behind. Side story, grabbing a coffee before I flew home from a long weekend. So you're just like, let me get my coffee, get on the plane. This guy in front, we're at a La Colombe, I think it's called. It's a chain,
dude. I have no idea what that thing sells.
La Colombe coffee.
Yeah, you said coffee. I was like, man, that could be a Mexican place. You'd be getting a chihuahua.
I don't get how, I can't pronounce it. But this old man was in front of me. He walks up to her and he has a screenshot of a Starbucks drink. And he goes, this. He goes, we don't make that. No, it's not. Oh, he wasn't like 80. He was like 60.
He's treating it like a haircut.
I want this.
I'd like to look like this.
We don't do that here. And he was legit. So I'm him. I go, this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can't make that here.
What?
Sorry, we just don't have lavender syrup, so that's not possible. Is there something else?
Well, you should.
Okay. We have vanilla.
People, you should. He goes, place over there, they love it. Why wouldn't you have it? He's talking to this poor lady like this.
It does sound like he's like 65.
And she legit just kind of did this and looked at him. Like, all right, I'll have the blah, blah, blah. She ring him up. Sign here. And he legit, sign here. And he went.
The longest name ever.
We're looking around. Like,
is this John Hancock?
Yeah, what are you doing? Just rip. It doesn't matter, dude. He's like, oh, it was insane. And it's just that moment.
Wait,
I thought, like, this poor woman,
was?
She deals with so many crazy people. I did it. It was just, I could tell it was the Starbucks app. It was like this. Just not the same store at all.
Pinkity drinkity. No, we serve like drip coffee and that's it.
Do you guys have caffeine hilarious. Lemonade here?
I went through the Starbucks drive thru today. And
got pumpkin.
No, got Rachel and one of her coworkers some coffee. And the guy just goes, "All right, so this is gonna ask you a question. Your name is Jake Triplett." I was like, "Dude, full name,
nice."
There we go. I didn't ask. Don't know what he knows me from, but it was just the full name felt good.
Oh, he didn't say like I love your content or like I know you from.
No specifics. Jake Triplett. I go, "Oh yeah, dude, nice." Even with the sunglasses on, he goes, "Yeah, I thought that was you." It's like, "It is, dude." Yeah, well, what's your name, Corbin? Yeah, all right,
a couple dates with your sister. He's like, "Oh, okay, yeah."
Yeah, you big, big pickleball or golf? No, big fan of your sister, actually. Yeah.
One that got away, man.
Dang, my white whale. No offense.
Not like you get it. It's expression.
That was fun.
That's great. Good for you, man.
Yeah, the full name doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
Even I've heard you get the full name, but they mess up the first name. Terrence Kennedy. Heard
are
that.
You, are
you? Or Terry. Kennedy. Yeah,
Terry Kennedy. Terry.
That was a great one. That was pre-COVID, Terry Kennedy.
Speaking of your sister, how's her new gym doing?
Great. As far as I know, Yeah. She got a little business down there and outside of Birmingham. And nice. Yeah, she just gets sweaty all day, every day, and she loves it.
Nice. Good for
That's
her.
That's a girl who'd like a hot tub, probably. She yeah. lives at a, she works in a hot tub.
Yeah, I mean, just in pool of her own sweat all day, every day.
Yeah, she's doing laundry at any mm-hmm. given time.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting.
That'd be tough if your job was sweating.
But you eat whatever you want, though, probably.
Yeah.
White whale.
Dude, that's my problem. Because when I do a hard workout, I'm like, oh, I can just eat everything now.
Yeah, and then you end probably up just ruin it. Not being yeah. healthy anymore.
Yeah.
Kim C. wrote in, correct opinion, if you're over 30 years old, you need to use actual dinnerware for everyday meals, not paper plates. Grow up.
Yeah, Rachel would definitely agree with this.
What do we think? Would you judge if you walked over your friend's house, you know, 32-year-old married couple? Here you go. We have a little dinner. Paper plates.
If they are inviting me over for like a dinner party.
Okay, that's different. Let's say you're over. It's casual.
Let's say you're just a
play
peeping,
date.
You're a peeping Tom. You're just like looking into yeah, their.
Okay, that's a better example. Peeping that Tom.
More realistic.
You're in like the
yeah.
tree or somewhere nearby.
Okay. Like an oak.
Oak, tree, big oak.
Bugs.
It's fall.
And I'm have binoculars.
And you have binoculars. Yes. And it's a regular Tuesday. Here we go. Dinner for me and you, babe. I made pasta, paper plates. Pasta yeah. on paper plates.
Pasta on paper doesn't sound right.
Yeah, you don't unfriend them?
I don't. The only scenario I support that in is kids are involved and it's like a fun dinner, a bunch of kids, parents, and we are no one wants to clean up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But
there are certain things as a man that even though I've been married a couple years, been with Rachel for a while, that it's still tough for me to like let go of this bachelorness that I have in me. So like making the bed. What is the point of that?
Is she a bed maker?
I think every woman is. I think when you turn 25, you just become one.
Well, I'm not. And you used to be. What happened? You were our bed maker. Sorry, and I brought you it up.
You wore me down.
What do you mean?
You don't get out of the thing till 11.
We get out of the bed at the same time.
Yeah I was
two under three. Yeah. It was like, yeah, you're always in bed till 11.
Why didn't I? Wait, because I used to do it every day. I was big on that. I think.
I know. What happened?
You listened to one podcast from a Navy SEAL, and that like lasted you 2 good years of making the
it's
bed.
Really it's really kind of ruined it. Our flow. So I'm going to need you to start that again.
Okay, we'll start a bed.
Okay, thank you.
Dang.
I do it sometimes, but it was really nice when it was like
it was actually
your thing.
Sweet because when I was gone, I meant no, the bed wasn't made. But she made a point the day I returned, she would make it. So I came home to a made bed. Mm-hmm. It was a sweet thing you did.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're like, well, he ain't make it. I ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, now I thought you don't like it made anymore. So
yeah, why
I
did
figured.
I, well, I guess these kids, I was just like, forget it.
Maybe I just don't. I don't fully feel the joy of getting in a made bed. No difference, made, unmade.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it makes the room real. Room can be trashed. You make the bed. You're like, oh, it's
doing
it's
all right.
Clean yeah. in here.
I do feel like. In our house that we're in now, like we are in our bedroom a lot more. Like at our old house, our bedroom was upstairs and it was like its own separate, like we never went in there.
Yeah.
It was just to sleep. So it does bother me a lot more now because I'm
seeing
it
a lot more.
Yeah.
The tough thing with making the bed when you live with a woman is it's not just the sheet and the blanket and the comforter. Now it's like 7 to 11 pillows and I cannot memorize the order they go in. And in a way, Rachel thinks it's hilarious. Like, I can't believe this is how you thought the pillows go. I can't remember.
I think that's the only reason they do it. It's just yeah. to mock us. Like, you thought these 22 pillows went in that order? Yeah. Like, are you the dumbest guy alive?
I don't know why I can't memorize it, but man, I really second guess myself. Like, where does the little one go? I don't even know if we use this one.
And there's always a long one. There's like a long, weird, skinny one.
Yes.
Like a kind of a
Ours
phallic
pretty.
One.
That's
there
your
is
own.
One.
That's your own issues there. But ours is pretty simple. I kept it pretty minimal.
Well, until yesterday.
How many pillows though?
On the bed? Total?
Yeah.
What it's made?
Like including the ones yep. you're sleeping on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two, what? Four.
Why would I not
six, include? 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's a lot to memorize.
But it's sleeping pillows. Shams matches the.
See, that trips me up. For some reason, it doesn't feel like the sleeping pillow should be in back. It's like, let's put the big decorative ones. They're kind of like the base.
Yeah.
Let's have them
true,
supporting
true.
The rest of the
well,
pillows.
Sometimes the Euro can go.
Well, let's
like, Euro. Like,
oh, okay. Hold on. This is what we're going to do. You're going to describe all 9 and Jake's going to lay them out.
All right.
Okay.
How he'd do it.
We have two sleeping pillows, the two sham pillows. So like the
no, 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 don't. Don't explain them at all.
Just the names. Okay. Yeah, I've got this.
Two sleeping pillows, two sham pillows.
One.
Phallic.
Long, skinny pillow.
Long, skinny.
And three square pillows.
Whoa. Wait, that adds up to eight? That's an even number.
Wait. You said two sleeping, two sham.
One long.
One long and three
squares.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, there are eight. Sorry. Eight.
Eight, right?
So eight. Yeah. Okay.
Is that what I said? I said nine. Sorry.
I don't know what a sham is. It sounds like a sham, like they're like fake pillows or something. So those,
we're onto it.
All right. The three. All right. We're going to start with big long. That's kind of like at your foundation at the far back. It gets the headboard is big long. Kind of establish like a base. And then we go double sham. And then we go the sleeping pillows. And then the three square ones kind of make a nice like united front, like a flying V at the front.
Stack like pyramid style.
Yes, like cheerleaders.
Okay. How do you do?
Really wrong. Yeah.
Dang.
Dang, dude.
All right. The big long pillow, it is in the back, but it's upright.
Yeah. It's actually
I had the orientation wrong.
It's actually like hooked to a
around the ceiling.
You know
fan.
When the tennis ball hangs in the garage?
That's how you know when you're at the edge of your bed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly. Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dude, old people love hanging the tennis ball from the garage.
Yeah, that's kind of a forgotten art.
What age do you do that?
Well, my dad offered to do it for our house.
They love it.
Because of our
They got car. Tennis balls in theirs?
Yeah.
See, yeah, honestly, they love it. Once you
Why
hit
is it a tennis ball? I would do like a
something
like a
breakable
fake baby or something.
Oh,
oh, that's disturbing.
Or like a scream mask.
That's really disturbing.
A pickle.
I guess this was kind of the before cars had sensors. This was the sensor. So it's kind of losing its dang. It's
That's
like a radio.
He was like, I could do that for you. And I was like, well, I just put it in reverse and I can see if I'm in the garage or not.
Yeah. You were like, hey, with modern and technology, you would never hit anything. And what Trey, meanwhile, into the cold plunge.
Yeah.
In the Tesla that has sensors like all around it.
Crap.
It's covered in cameras. Well, I didn't see the cold plunge. That sucker came out of nowhere.
But it was very nice offer.
What did tennis balls do to old people? They're hanging from ceilings.
They put them on
sticking
the walkers.
Them on walkers.
Yeah, canes. They just had a bunch of them lying around. I don't know.
Shout out tennis balls, man. They still putting those on the bottom of walkers?
I'm not sure.
It is odd when you see that. Like, is that really the best we can do medically for the bottom of a walker? Maybe it is, but like... Doll it up a little bit. Don't make it look like a Wilson tennis ball.
I did. One of my projects in college was to create a new cane.
Didn't improve the technology or something?
Yeah, it was like a college project, yeah, to do that.
What'd you go with? Carbon fiber?
AI?
I honestly don't really remember what we
created. Dang, it felt like a gold mine.
Do you like just whittle it?
Yeah, your wood.
No, we.
What's wrong with the modern cane?
Yeah, what problem are you solving?
A lot of issues. There.
You ever see?
A lot of issues.
Feels like you have no idea.
A lot of issues.
I think moving forward, you should do that where you bring up a story and we go, "Oh, tell us about that." And you go, "I have no idea any part of the story at all."
Yeah, the more I thought about it, I was like, "I don't remember that."
That was great.
But I did that.
I
once,
think the listeners were like, "Ooh,
yeah."
Interested by this. Sorry.
Keep them
no
wanting
one will
more.
Ever know.
Yeah.
Maybe Patreon children.
You ever see someone with a cane and you're going, you're not.
You seem fine.
Yeah, you seem fine. They go, oh, airport security. I'll throw it through there. I'll walk through. And I think that I should grab it and just throw it away.
Or we should celebrate a miracle happening in front of our eyes. We should freak out.
Yeah. Whoa! Oh, my God! It's a miracle. You don't need the cane.
I wish Oprah was still running. She would love to see this.
Maybe
that miracle happening
for longer distances.
Hmm.
Maybe they need the cane for longer distances.
Well, they don't. Canes are cool.
I
remember
a lot of airports have moving walkways.
Hey, who do you think you are if you don't get on a moving walkway? Think you're better than us?
A lot of people don't use them. Like 40% of the people
I'll
don't.
I'll go I'll like go up a flight of stairs to like go find one. Like I'll go out of my way to get on.
Okay, but do you not kind of like sometimes I'm walking up and I notice that there's like a big group on it and I'm like, I'm not gonna walking through that to try and walk past them is gonna be annoying. Well, not even and then. A hassle. That's like not I'm that just gonna
people,
go.
You would tell I'll be like, you know, I'm fast walking with someone else and you could tell they think I'm gonna outwalk this. And I just blow by them thinking, yeah, you're a fool.
Yeah.
You
sorry.
Dumb fool, little grown baby.
Oh, wow. These are that's way faster. Think?
Yeah, they're solid. I'm with you there.
Okay, can you pull up the video? I have a video I'd like to... Some girl brought up... This is a quick note on millennials. I want to see if y'all can resonate.
While Derek pulls that up, quick plug. We're getting pretty close to Trey and Katie doing a live stream foot race.
I know. The recti, they keep supporting us. The Patreon is Katie. Closer and closer. We're hit 800... Recties.
We hit 800.
Yeah.
So you're going to 850?
Yeah.
Shoot, I really need to start training.
875.
Yeah. 875.
Okay. And we're going to foot race on a track. Me versus Katie. She's spindly. Did you ever, have you seen that new trend where it's like, you know, the guy that's like a couple. It's like, how long, see if I could chase down my girl. Mm. And like girl takes off and they count to three. It would just be me never chasing Katie. Never catching Katie.
Yeah, it'd be like, a sad be video. Video.
That'd be funny. Someone should recreate that. Just like Ray Lewis, their girl, really around.
Got her.
Woo! Oh, you got
anyway,
it.
Anyway, join Patreon. Free episode every week.
Yeah, patreon.com/TreyKennedy.
Like, what are we doing? Oh, let's go to this brewery. Oh, let's go axe throwing. Wait, oh, let's go into an escape room. Let's pretend we're in prison. Oh, my friend wants to go to a magic show. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to sit around a craft cocktail with you guys and be like, oh, I can really taste the pickle juice in this one.
Are millennials out of control? Are we, what happened to just come over?
Yeah, I guess
just
what...
come over. Hang out with me.
That's great. And I thought this girl made a good point. And then I'm looking through the comments and no one agrees with her.
What are they saying?
Let's just make TikToks in our car instead. Yeah, that's real great.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Easy on her. Take it easy.
Yeah. What do you want to do then? In quotes, why do I have no friends and no one minded me to do anything?
Oh, yikes.
So people really making fun of her. But I think that's kind of a funny take. Just like we need activities to fuel good times.
I've always thought of this. Like, just like, can we just sit somewhere and chat? I don't need more than that. People go, they panic. Like, we have a game. Do we have a.
But that's a very male thing, I think. Girls can very easily just sit down and chat and have a good time. That's all we do when we hang out. Guys, you guys need an activity.
Not me. I could chit chat. So invite me to girls' night. Watch me work. I'll talk y'all's legs off.
You know, you're always saying like guys always have way more fun because we do so many things.
I'd say about 50% of the time that I go over someone's house for a game night, I do find myself thinking like I'd rather just be talking. I think like talking is more fun than this.
That happens a lot.
Yeah,
you know, you go like some of these. They're just trying to attach a bar to everything. Putt putt. What if a putt putt's inside and there's a bar there?
Yeah,
you talk about the least fun I've ever had when we tried to go there.
Oh, that was brutal.
No, can we just? Oh, you were going, yeah. Oh, I made par. Oh my god, axe throwing, one and done. There, those have got to be on their way out. Surely.
Yeah, like, that one's in rough shape.
It's like the current our generation's like Froyo. You think like the current generation's Froyo?
Yeah. Peach wave.
Shout out Pinkberry, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Acai bowls, they're hitting. You about to get yours ripping?
Probably not. No.
Hey, you're busy.
I'm selling paddles.
You're Jake Triplett. People know you.
People at Starbucks know me. Shout out Corbs.
That was his name?
Corbin.
Corbin. Yeah.
Corbs.
Dude, Corby. Jake Triplett. Yeah, nice to meet you. What's your name? Corbin.
Yikes. Throw some AirPods in, dude. Why are you talking to me?
I do. I like this take. I think they are, capitalism's throwing a lot of activities at us. Need to simplify, man. And that's why guys are great. Football and some wings. That's what I'm going to do this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Easy.
Easy money. But games are fun, though. And that's why this new game that I made is going to be great.
Nothing wrong with games.
That is a game where you are
you
just...
talk.
Yeah, it's just creating conversation.
It's a couples card game. Yeah, it's just to facilitate. The last time we played this, we just all... Someone got a card about like what's something your mother-in-law did to annoy you. And then someone else was like, wait, can I answer that? And then we all just went in the room. And took turns making fun of our mother-in-law.
But of course I did not.
No, you didn't. Did you really not? I mean, they were like in a nice way. No one was like, yeah, yeah, I hate her. I wanted to never be around my kids. It was all fun.
Well, like one person did.
Ooh, so like this right here. What's your partner's most irrational fear? Oh, Katie. Katie's irrational fears.
One sit up and just get too beefy.
That's a good one. So we were just watching a new show on Amazon Prime with Jessica Biel.
Okay.
And so the first shot is her walking around and, you know, she's all, oh, she's Jessica Biel. She's so fit. And Katie was like, I saw people online talking about this opening scene here. They were like,
Her back is so fit.
How did she get her back like that?
Yeah.
And I did say, I said, Katie, I bet she could do more than one pull-up. And, you know, Katie thinks there was a year there, like, my goal this year, I want to be able to do a pull-up. I go, great, that'd be great. And then she goes, a weekend, she's like, never mind. Yeah.
And I did, I don't want to
look
him,
like Ronda Rousey up in here.
I was like 26, so I understand that that's not the case anymore.
Oh, you're right. You want to get a ripping?
But
you
want to
do a pull-up this year?
To be fair, I don't. She was like, she looked great. Like, she worked really hard, but I don't even know if I want to be that muscular.
She's pretty muscular.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, she's lifting a lot of weights over a long period of time to get like that. For sure. And I think is this the year of the pull-up for you?
No, because I'm probably going to get pregnant again. And
oh, you are? Who's going to?
Surprise!
Wait, are you really?
Yeah, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Right now?
Am I pregnant right now? No!
Can you imagine? About it. That's how we did this podcast. She's like, that's how I'm telling you.
Should I tell? Should I?
That would be the third.
We should all find out at the same time.
You just honestly.
I have Derek my family. I
was yeah.
Like, we got a third.
Cousin. That's another.
Yeah.
Well, y'all have a fourth any day now.
Oh, yeah. We do. Yeah.
Yeah. Does your family know about that yet?
I think so.
Okay. She just waltz in 8 months pregnant. What's going on here?
We're still here.
Shoot. Yeah.
Wow. You haven't been doing pull ups or sit ups.
Yeah. Yeah.
Embarrassing story from just hours ago. So I went and played a little pickleball this morning. One of the guys wants to borrow some paddles. Well, I parked. I left early and the parking lot's over there. So I was like, this will be kind of fun. I made him a little video. I was like, of where I'm stashing the paddles. I like threw them in this bush. And I was like, you can figure out which bush this is. You can have the paddles. Something happened between like having this idea, throwing them away. I can't find my Apple Watch.
Wait.
I don't know if I threw them in the bushes too. I don't know where it could have gone. I had it while I was playing. I went to do this fun little real life millennial escape room. Yeah. Let's do a little riddle.
Geocache.
I've like reviewed the footage and I'm like, because I took a video of me throwing them in. I'm like, there doesn't appear to be a watch in there. And I'm digging through the bushes trying to find my Apple Watch. And I don't know what happened. It's not in my car. It's not in my clothes.
Can you ding your Apple Watch?
I've tried dinging. And
so I'm finding my devices. I don't know how this work.
It, well, it's like stuck where that was. Like it hasn't updated. So I don't know what's going on. It's fascinating. I can't play a sound.
Fastened to your wrist.
It was. And then I was like, oh, I got kind of sweaty. Take it off. At some point, like getting to my car and tossing these paddles in the bush. It's so embarrassing.
You just hurl it. Yeah.
I don't know what
you're
I do
in the
it.
Bushes. Like wow. A little Apple Watch. Like, why would it be in the bushes? You're like, because I was playing a cute game with this boy I just met.
It's for Corbs.
It's for Corbs.
Yeah, this will be fun to tell Rachel later. But like, I actually don't know if I threw them away or I don't know where they're at, where it's at. But yeah, kind of a funny little thing. But yeah, I'm like investigating my own actions. Like, did I do this? Did I throw it in the bush? So verdict's still out. But yeah, I tried to do some tests because I was like, all right, it looks like find my device. It looks like it's in my car because it says it's with my AirPods. Okay, why don't I drive to this part of the parking lot? All right, I think it followed me. And then when I drive home, like, let's check it now. And then it still says it's in the parking lot.
Oh.
But it says it hasn't updated in an hour. So I'm like, frick, where are these? So
have you ever lost one?
I left one Apple Watch in an Uber in Australia, actually.
Mm.
But Alan had booked the Uber, so that was a nightmare. I was like, just don't worry about it.
Couldn't speak the language.
How many AirPods have you guys lost over your life?
No! One. I think just one set. Just one set. How about you?
I'm on my fourth pair.
Jeez, nice. Dude. You just need headphones at this point.
The amount of money they made just for how small they are.
Yeah.
people losing them. It's really amazing.
You losing all at once, like case, pod, pod.
Yeah, I've never lost just one. Never. It's yeah. It's
yeah. Been, when you lose it, you lose it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I've never lost pods, but the watch is tricky. The thing what? That's fastened to you, that's tough to hang
one
on
time
to.
We had a friend jump into the lake with it on his wrist, and it fell off and went to the bottom of the lake.
Wow, what kind of jump was it?
What was he doing? The Find My Device is cruel sometimes. You just get home, it's just Chicago airport. It's just, there it is. Right there. You're just going, help. Never got it.
That was the iPad you lost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. We
lose an iPad. That's a little more expensive.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, how much is a watch these days?
I don't know what the going rate for a watch is. I might just go watch.
You might go Garmin?
Maybe. You know, they sent us a nice golf watch like a year ago.
Those are nice.
It's still in the box. We'll see what that's all about. Yeah, I don't know.
Because did you use it for anything other than just like text and time?
My watch?
Yeah.
The only kind of underrated feature was I kind of liked it as an alarm clock. It was more pleasant to wake up with a little buzz rather than like my phone alarm. Okay, it was a good alarm clock.
Now you just tape your phone to your wrist. Save some money.
That was wear a dog collar.
Yeah.
Shock me, please, Rachel. Shock me.
Light shock.
Let's get to a fan video or two. It's been too long. Again, send us in submissions and fan videos. Trekking.com/correct opinions. We want to hear from the recties, okay? Fan videos. I made that. Who we got here? Oh, what's up?
Hi, Trey, Jake, Katie, family man, Derek. You're talking about we need a second horn in the Midwest. No, you don't need a second horn. The double tap is the nice honk.
Yeah.
The single honk, especially if it's long, is the mean honk. Ooh. So you double tap just like, excuse me, beep, beep. That, like if I'm going on a bicycle or the mail truck, stuff like that. But the long honk, the single, that's angry. And the longer you hold it, the angrier you are. If somebody cuts you off on the highway, you really lay on that thing because you're really mad. So, problem solved.
Oh, problem solved.
Yeah, that's a fair take.
What she did say in there, she was talking about a car horn from that, last episode, your take. She said, like a guy on a bicycle, you give him go. Oh, a guy on a bicycle, I don't even honk. I just hit him.
Oh. Yeah, there's two sounds. You hitting the bike and him hitting the concrete.
That's the double sound there. Boom, boom. Oh, dude, the bicycle. That's bad.
It also wouldn't cross my mind to honk as I'm passing the bike. Or did you just say the postman?
Yeah, the mailman.
I haven't thought to honk at him.
The milkman.
When you're like passing the milkman, yeah.
I love to lay on the horn.
Do you?
Never use
it. I love if you honk at me, I honk back every time, a million times out of 10.
Yeah,
like they're behind you.
Honk. Oh, yeah. If it turns green, they'll honk. I go honk. Just kind of like, yeah, hey, what's up? Oh, yeah. God. Oh, yeah. It turned green for 3 seconds. I didn't go. I'm on my phone like a normal person.
Yeah.
Give me a second. They're like, oh, go. Yeah, I'm watching a YouTube video.
Yeah.
It's red light.
I'm filing my taxes. Yeah. Chill.
You should be more like Ashley and assume that they are going to the hospital.
Yeah, they're recty.
Yeah.
Assume people are going to the hospital.
Yeah.
I think there should be an app that tells you when the light turns green. That app would make a fortune. It's always running in the background.
Look up, it's green. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just always running.
I pay a monthly subscription to that.
That app would make a fortune.
Tie it into all the lights in the country.
Yeah.
And that'll really That's speed scary. People up.
It's like the dynamic island part. Like when you have an Uber or DoorDash running in the background. It's running in the background. It goes from red to green.
Green. Thanks. Thank God, so it wouldn't inform me.
I wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah. I would download that app. What would you call that app? Look up, it's green.
Look up. Hey, yeah, what was the name of that DiCaprio movie that was super political?
Red Light District?
Red Light.
Red Light Fun?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Red Light, Green Light.
Dude, we got these new cool little... lights that are little, what do you call them?
Lamp? Like,
wall lamps?
Sconces.
Sconces. That's
sconces.
What I
know.
But we didn't want to do the full like electrician stuff. So they're battery powered lights, which means they come with a remote, which means I can make them green. Come upstairs anytime. I'll show you. You can make them red. So I go, Katie. So Katie, she's used as a system now at night after bedtime. She just turns green means go, red means no. And she'll turn.
Yeah. That's
how she communicates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, red means north, green means south.
That could be a good marital trick. I just walk in like, okay, red's the color.
Hey, Katie, how you?
Oh, wow.
Check the light.
Yellow?
Proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Yield.
You also put that light, that like lamp in the corner, kind of like mood lighting, but Thomas somehow switches it around to be so it's like multicolor
party,
to sound.
Party mode.
So if like there's sound,
that's
it
a
like
lamp.
Is, that's a funny bit. Then we like get to arguing, and when she like raises her voice, it's like, like in the corner, like flashing
red,
rainbows.
Red, green, yeah.
You said what? Flashes. That's great. It should be an app. Okay, how much? We got another one?
Yeah.
Hello, correct opinions.
Oh.
I want to send in my correct opinion, and that is when you are driving at night, if you cannot turn the outside lights on your car, like the headlights, you should be arrested, or you just shouldn't have your license, because it is 2025. If most cars have it automatically turn on for you, so if you still cannot figure that out, then I don't personally think you should be driving on the roads. I don't know why it makes me so mad, but it is not that hard to turn on your headlights. So that is my correct opinion, and I stand by that.
Wow.
Passionate. I think she lost a relative to that problem.
Yeah.
that's dude, remember my first car, you'd be driving pitch black and go, oh, my lights are off.
Yeah, my first car, it was so old. It was like I was working a rotary phone. Truly, to turn the lights on, I had to like crank this thing. It was like a 94 Ford truck. It was satisfying to yank on it, but yeah, it was easy to forget.
I do. There's few things that get all like boomery. Like, well, they shouldn't be.
Yeah, you're big Morse code guy, right? You want to bring that back.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
But when you're driving at that dusk and people still got, get your headlights on. It's also a real broke move. Yeah, 2025, you're like, these aren't automatically coming on, homeboy.
But have you ever, like, I feel like I've been in a situation where, like, somehow it's got switched off of
my
automatic.
My kids like to do that. So.
No, they don't, Derek. No, they don't.
No. Yeah. My kids like to.
My kids are always in the driver's seat.
Dude,
messing with stuff.
My kids made me drink the beer before I drove. My kids.
But you assume that they're automatic. So especially at dusk when it's not, like, pitch black and you can't tell. I mean, I am assuming it's odd. They're automatically on and they might.
You know what's similar to the airports telling you, don't take someone's bag onto the airplane? Something insane. Like Department of Transportation are really big on like rain falling, wipers required. They're big on that.
You feel challenge you accepted.
Yeah. Watch me.
Watch me.
Yeah. It's 1 p.m. What are you talking about? I don't need my lights on for this.
Wait, you don't. So you're not sure if they're on or not, is what you're trying to.
I mean,
do you drive with your eyes open or
this has happened a couple of times where it's like I assume that they're on automatic and then I reach over and realize it's switched off of
kids
automatic.
Again.
Kids.
Derek's kids got in here.
I get there's one. Oh, this is great. We'll finish with this. We'll move to the Patreon. We're Thomas's first day of school. We're dropping him off. First day of school ever. Very kind of, you know, for both of us. High stress, kind of scared, a little emotional. Mm. It's just a lot. We're pulling in. Okay, we're here on time early. Katie's driving. She pulls the car in. And I just go, okay, you're kind of sideways in here. She's like, let me try again. And she can't get it. It's like reverse. It's like all this beeping, beeping, beeping. We realize the emergency brake's on somehow. Like when she pulled in, parked, went reverse, she somehow turned that
Clara.
On.
Clara.
Yeah.
And then and it's like, of course, you have these new age cars that are all fancy. There's not just the simple crank or whatever. There's like some fancy button somewhere. And we're just pulling in. It's chaos. First day of school. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, how'd you do that? We're just fighting. It's just beep, beep, beep.
Jeez.
And it's just parked. I mean, 5 minutes it takes us to deal with this.
It was embarrassing on all accounts. Yes.
It's like it reminds me of my very first date ever where I picked up my girlfriend when I was 16.
I was going
to
say.
And I had to go. I think they told a story a long time ago on the podcast. I don't know if you've ever heard this, Katie. I pull in, so I'm going to pick her up / meet her parents. Just say, this is the scariest day of my life, 16-year-old boy. And I pull in, again, old school car, and I drive up and somehow bump the hazard lights on. And so there's just flat, like directly into the living room.
And I'm here.
I can see the dad just kind of standing there? Like, what's like, going on?
Is he not going to come to the door? Like, he's just going to do a hazard?
I'm like, I don't even know what hazard lights are. I'm just like, what are these? What's happening? And they flash for a good 3 minutes straight.
Dude, I have such a good story about this too. I'm going to save it for the Patreon though. First date, hazards. You guys all know this person. Kind of.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what that means. But thank you guys again for all the support. Love you guys. We'll talk to you next week. Keep going on Patreon. And have a great week. Happy football season. It's back.
It's back.
Whether you celebrate or whether you abstain. Are upset.
I abstain.
Here we are. Okay. Peace. Correct opinion.